Travel Tech Talk with Jeremy Pearson.
More and more airlines now are producing apps, which incidentally do a lot more than produce your boarding pass. It gives you access to your booking details, and crikey, I know one thing: when I'm getting ready to go on holiday, you've got 1,000 things on your mind, and having your booking details to hand, usually on your phone, is a very, very convenient thing. Even if you forget, is it a 7:15 flight or a quarter to 8 flight? You know, it's very, very, very useful. These booking apps have been around now for a good few years. And I think they're getting to the point of maturity now where, first of all, they are reliable. They do work. They do what they say. And secondly, it really does give you a big, convenient tool in your pocket. They're location aware is the first thing to say. So you don't need to set any reminders. You don't need to go hunting for this information. It will usually pop up the information on the screen of your phone. So as you're approaching the airport, you might feel a buzz in your pocket. You take your phone out and there's your boarding pass. It's ready.
Well, it knows where you are. That's amazing.
Some of the apps do. It's all location aware. So it knows that you're flying from Heathrow Terminal 4. And as soon as you approach Heathrow Terminal 4, within half a mile, there it'll pop up. So it's all ready. And I think this is where it's coming from. They're really looking to sell this on convenience rather than anything else, because I think they know if it's not convenient, people probably aren't going to use it.
My worry with these sort of things is, what if your phone dies?
It's true. I think when people are traveling, certainly when I'm traveling, I use my phone all the time. I need to be in touch with people. I need to find out what's happening. So I'm hammering the battery and it does go down. The thing is, there really is no alternative. Once you've opted to use that and get a boarding pass on your phone, you do have to use that. But there's things that you can do. If you are concerned that you're getting a bit low on battery, you can still take a screenshot which has the boarding pass on it. So you can take a screenshot and maybe you can email this to somebody. If you think you're down to 10% battery, you know, you've got another hour or so before you're going through security. Who are the people who will want to see it? Then maybe take a screenshot and just whiz it over to your mate who's traveling with you. It could just protect you in case something does happen and the technology does let you down. But it does seem to be that security and check-in these days are very, very familiar with these things. It's not as if you're presenting them with something that's a little bit strange that they're not familiar with seeing. They'll happily take your phone, they'll look at it, they'll see your passport as you go through security, and it really is, it's a breeze. It doesn't save a huge amount of time, but it is convenient.
And it's useful to know then that is, as an image, transferable. It will work if you send it to a mate and they have it on their smartphone, or perhaps even you have it on your iPad or something. It will work. It's transferable as an image.
That's right. You can take a screenshot because it appears on the screen just as a stub of a boarding pass. So you can take a screenshot and then just whiz it across using whatever system you use, whether it's mail or messenger or something else. But also, most boarding passes now have an icon on the top corner where you can tap that and directly share it with someone else as well. So it probably is a good idea. I mean, I think back in the day, years ago, when I used to go traveling, I'd probably take photocopies of various important documents so that I've got a second copy. And it's really coming from that thinking, so that you've not just got one copy of everything, you've got a second copy, which is maybe in someone else's suitcase or someone else knows about.
Good advice, Jeremy. Thank you.
This is the Great Destinations Radio Show.